Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. A chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Lows in the upper 60s. Full forecast details are coming up. It's official. Foxconn has committed to building a new factory in Wisconsin. At the White House, Governor Walker said it's a great day for America, Wisconsin, and Foxconn.
Today, we're announcing the single largest economic development project in the history of the state of Wisconsin and one of the largest in the history of this country. In fact, we went back and verified this. This will be the largest greenfield-based company investment from a foreign-based company in U.S. history as measured by jobs. So this is literally number one.
The governor said Foxconn plans to invest $10 billion into facilities totaling 20 million square feet in southeast Wisconsin, creating 13,000 jobs. Wisconsin will provide $3 billion in economic incentives. The facility will manufacture liquid crystal display panels for a variety of uses. A specific site for the new facility was not announced. Governor Walker is asking the Federal Emergency Management Agency to conduct preliminary damage assessments next week on the impact of flooding in Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth counties. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
More than 8 inches of rain, of course, fell in southeast Wisconsin July the 11th into the 12th. Thousands of homes and businesses impacted. And the Fox River rose to record flood stage in Burlington and New Munster. Local damage assessments from all three counties showed 3 homes destroyed, 92 with major damage, more than 4,000 displaying minor damage. In addition, 10 businesses had major flood damage, 26 incurred minor damage. The flooding also causing more than $8.4 million in damage to public infrastructure, roads, bridges, and dams. Teams comprised of officials with FEMA and Wisconsin Emergency Management are going to be working with local and state officials to view both the residential and public infrastructure damage. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The Racine County Board has approved the transfer of 4 properties taken in 2015 for back taxes with the failed cobblestone condominium project to the village of Sturtevant. The properties were sought for developing the Durand Avenue corridor through the village, but a request to the county for donation or outright sale was rejected, and the village went to court. Supervisor Bob Miller praised County Executive Jonathan Delagrave's efforts to end the dispute, calling it an example of leadership coming together to solve a sticky issue.
I want to thank him. I want to thank the Corporation Council staff and the County Board Chair because you were all pretty heavily involved in this. And I hope that these parcels, I'm very familiar, I go by them almost every day, hope that the development there is spectacular. And I would say this is going to be a win-win for everyone.
The resolution passed unanimously. Meanwhile, the Racine County Board had a first reading of the resolution to accept the $6.5 million S.C. Johnson donation for development, construction, and naming of a community sports complex and community aquatic center at Pritchard Park. A non-lapsing development account will be created, and the county will cover the cost of maintaining the site for at least the next 40 years once it opens in the summer of 2018. The former Henry and Wanda's at 501 6th Street in downtown Racine is slowly being turned into a restaurant that will be called Local, spelled with a K, though it's taking longer than expected because of unexpected additional expenses. Tessa Santora Schulte told the Public Safety and Licensing Committee the name and decor will borrow on her husband Joseph's Polish heritage. Santora Schulte explained their original plans to be open about this time were changed because of the cost of having the facility comply with code and power needs for their business.
We open walls, nothing's up to code. We have to bring in a bigger grease trap in order to put a dishwasher in there. And we have to have the dishwasher if we're planning on doing any kind of volume. I've never seen a restaurant that does volume without a dishwasher for glasses and china and that kind of stuff. Trying to do it all by hand is impossible when you're busy. Another, you know, $5,000-$6,000. And that one we'd already sort of anticipated, but the electrical, we did not anticipate.
Santoro Schulte, who runs the Blue Bear restaurant at Taylor and Durand Avenues, noted that Henry and Wanda's was a bar with some food, and they are going to be a restaurant with a bar. The Public Safety and Licensing Committee supported a Class B license for the business to at least have a presence at Party on the Pavement in 2 months and going forward. The Racine Common Council has a committee of the whole meeting at 6 o'clock tonight in City Hall regarding current practices and procedures on licensing for alcohol, as well as non-renewal and revocation. The meeting was scheduled based on a communication from the city attorney's office. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.